Happy Easter, happy Easter. I'm sure that you are excited to be in church today. The major reason why I'm excited is because you are alive and I'm alive. It's not automatic. It's not easy. It's not something that, you know, we just have to say thank you to God. While I was coming this morning, I have another reason to say thank you. Not because of anything, but because God has been faithful to us. Someone sent a message to me and said, they said she will have to go through an operation and we will need so amount of money. Can you please help me to inform some people to raise money so that this Easter period, when you and I are complaining that we don't have money for chicken, somebody is complaining that there is no money to pay for operation. Why not shout a big hallelujah to this God? Hallelujah. That you are well, it is not automatic, it is by His mercy. This morning, briefly, we'll be talking about powers. Agbara. Powers. Whether you like it or not, in this world, you have to go through all this. But I want to give you the end from the beginning, because we'll be zeroing on the power of His resurrection. Last week, our pastor was there, Pastor Amola, and he ministered to us on the heart, the condition of your heart. He spoke extensively. But one thing I want to bring across your line today about last week's message is that in all that he said, God does not understand Yoruba language. God does not understand English language. God does not understand Hausa language. He does not understand Spanish. Then which language does this God understand? He told us this last week. And I believe that, is there anybody who can answer that? God does not understand your language, Yoruba, English, Hausa, Kanuri, Nupe, call it any language that you could speak. But it's only one language that He understands. He understands only the language. You want to hear it? Yeah, I'm sure everybody will want to know it. He understands only the language of your heart. It is only that language that will come from your heart that He will hear. It is not by shouting, not by jumping, not by... No. But it must come from deep within your heart. And that's why the scripture says, let the word of my mouth and what? The meditations of my heart be acceptable. Two things. It is not only the word of your mouth. It must come from the meditation of your heart. And so last week, He took us through that concerning the meditations of our hearts. Some of us will be praying here. Our mind will be on the on the Amala of tomorrow. You'll be praying here, your mind will be wandering. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But today, we'll be taking a look at the power. And the power of the resurrection is a major thing. Don't forget that in the power also, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says, I am the one that gives you what? Power to make wealth. That is power. You know, in this power of resurrection that we are talking about, somebody paid for it all. And so we'll be looking at all these powers that He has paid for, few of them, and then we'll be praying. I don't know what you are going through now, but one thing I know is that there's somebody here today that you know that the company that you are moving with, the people you are moving with, the people you are associating with, they have nothing good to offer you than destruction. But you don't know how to break up. You don't know how to break off. There's somebody watching online also that is listening very well, rapt attention, and listening and hearing me too. You don't know how to break off from them because you have been held bound. They don't look fetish. They don't practice necromancy, witchcraftsy, all these funny things. No, they don't belong to all these astral travels and all the rest. They are just natural people. But you know deep within your heart that no, you don't belong there. But you are still with them. You still walk with them. You still go with them. But you don't have the power to break off. Today, it is my desire that you will make up your mind, number one. And you will call on God from your heart, number two. That deliverance will come for you. And if you will do that, forget it, there is nothing more to be talking about than that you are free, that you are no more there. I'd like to start by reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, we are talking about powers inside that resurrection power. It says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards you and I, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power," again, "which he worked in Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand on the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age that which is to come. And he put all things, because of that power, under where? Under where? Under his feet. And he gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. It is the fullness of him who fills all in all." Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. We are looking at these powers that emanated from Christ when he went on that cross. He says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed with his death." This is what we are taking a look at. Now, resurrection, as you know very well, is something is dead, forgotten. You might not remember it anymore, but arise. Now, there have been series of examples in the scripture that spoke about resurrection. So your own cannot be an exceptional. Your own cannot be, it is difficult to do. Your own cannot be, look at Lazarus. Lazarus was dead for, I believe that we read our Bible very well, for how many days? 4 days. Thank you, sir. Lazarus was dead. And even when Jesus came, what came out of the sister's mouth was, "Oh, master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And even when Jesus spoke, he's talking about resurrection, when everybody will rise up. They did not believe, just like many of us. I don't know what is dead in your life, but we are going to take a look at all this. That first one, dead, physically dead, no hope, 4 days. Even when he was going there, Mary said, "By now, he stinks. He's gone." And Jesus said, "Don't worry." And he moved there, and something happened. Lazarus, just at the word, "Come forth," Lazarus came forth. Let's not forget also, for those of us who come to Bible studies, I'd like to encourage you to come for Bible studies. On Tuesday, our pastor took us through a particular example of Gehazi and Elisha. And the woman that Elijah said, "You will have a son." Don't forget, if you go there and read that passage very well, the woman could not believe, because the Bible described the husband as old man, that no more hope. But when they got there, God did it. A son came. I don't know if you are believing God for a son this morning, but there is power in the word of God. It will surprise you. Very few people. It will surprise you. And so the boy came. The boy was playing one day. He said, my head," and he died. And that was the end of it. We are talking about resurrection. It could be in any form. It could be in any place. Your own is not different. Forget it. If anybody tells you that your own is a finished case, it cannot be done, please look at yourself very well today and say, "You have heard the word of God that says that it will be done." And so, good. The woman went to Elisha with speed. As she was coming, the Bible said, Elisha said, "Gehazi, who is this that's coming?" Gehazi said, "That's the woman. The woman that God gave son to." Gehazi, go and meet her. Gehazi went there. And Gehazi said, "What is the problem?" And the woman said, "It is well." And it is well. Some of us say it is well. We don't even know where it's in the Bible. It was that woman that said, "It is well." And so the woman went to Elisha street and said, "I did not beg you to give me a son. I did not ask you for a son. You were the one that said, God said you will give me a son. Now the son is dead. And Elisha cooled her down and said, Gehazi, go and meet the son. Lay my staff on the boy. And the boy, the woman said, if you don't follow us here, I'm not going there again. The woman stood her ground. I don't know, some of us, we have given up. Why giving up? Because you don't have a God? Because you don't believe in God anymore? But you believe when you put food in your mouth, it goes where it should go. Because, why? What gives you that impression? That the food I put in my mouth, it will not choke me. But yet, you don't believe God will still do that miracle. He will do it. He will do it. And so the woman said, okay, you must follow me there. Good. At the end of the day, Gehazi had picked speed and ran there and laid staff on the boy. The boy refused to come up because there was no power there. But the Bible said, Elisha now went there with the woman because the woman was steadfast, adamant, and said, no, you must go with me. I don't want power of attorney. I want you there. I don't want you to send somebody. I want you there. Please, could you bow your head this morning and speak to any situation that has been difficult and say, Lord, it is you I want. It is your intervention that I want. I don't want intervention of man alone. I want your intervention. Mention that situation, please. Mention that particular issue. It's a privilege for us to do that briefly and say, Lord, this is my own situation. It is not working anymore. I need your intervention. I need your intervention. Is it this month? Is it this week? Is it this year? Is it next year? Please be specific this morning. Lord, I need divine intervention. This boy reads, he doesn't understand anything. I am tired of it. I need divine intervention. I have put in money into this business and it has failed completely. I need your divine intervention. I am down and there is nothing I can do anymore. I need your divine intervention. Thank you, Lord. So shall it be as you have spoken in the name of Jesus. Shall we say a bigger amen? Amen. And so, wonderful. Elisha got there and looked at the boy. The boy was actually dead. Just like some of our situations, some of our circumstances, some of the things that we have run and it's not running. We have prayed for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. But this woman was not concerned though. Just said, the boy is inside. And the Bible said Elisha went inside, closed the door on Gehazi. Gehazi was outside. The woman was outside. Why do you think he must have done that? Gehazi would have said, Master, can it but you legimo. You don't know Gehazi. Gehazi was the type as pastor described to us. He was the one that knew the woman doesn't have a son. He was the same person that ran after Naaman and said, organic bank. Gehazi. So all these people that will distract you, you need to do something about them. Lock them out. Face God. Look at him well. Elisha did that. Locked the woman out. Locked Gehazi out. Locked. And by that time, some people must have been gathering around their area and say, what is happening? The man of God has come. You know, people know how to do that. Something has happened in the house. That boy, he is clinical. But he locked all of them out. He locked all the noise out. He locked all the wailings out. He locked all the, some people will call it sympathy. Some people will even paraphrase it. They call it empathy. You know, we feel for you. It's a lie. It's not so. Nobody feels for you. It is God that feels for you mostly. There is no friend like Jesus. There is no one you can rely on than this Jesus. And that was why he took turn to become man, just because of us. And so Elisha went inside. Good experience in the Old Testament. And laid on the boy. The boy came back to life. Go and read that place. The Bible said the boy became warm first. The boy did not talk. Nothing moved. He was just warm. That is all that we need. Elijah had to run and said, King, go and look outside. He said, I've seen nothing. Go and look outside. I've seen nothing. Seven times, the man said, I saw something like a hand. He said, that is the reed. All you need is the warmth. All you need is the warmth. That he could do this one. He was the one that established you on this place. He is able to do this one now. He gave me food when I had no hope. He was with me when there was trouble. He was with me in danger. He will deliver me again. That's the meaning of the warmth. Have you ever experienced miracle in your life? There is nobody here who can say, me, I have never experienced any miracle. Nobody. There is nobody. Because for you to sit down and stand up is a miracle. Like one man said, every night when we go to sleep, we just place our lives in his hand. Some of us don't wake up in the middle of the night at all. We just sleep all through the night. And it is when morning comes, There are some people that have alarm beside them that rings and they don't wake up. Abisa, alarm, I want to pay rubber, I want my head to pull me. So you have experienced miracle. You have experienced the miracle of waking up, of sleeping and rising up. Then what stops him from doing the one that you believe him for? You need a good job. You need a new job. And you are still struggling. You are saying, I don't know if he will do it. He has done it before. God, who has done it in time past, he is able to do it in this period in time. And so Elijah went back and said, only warmth. I don't want warmth. I want the child to come alive. And so Elijah laid again. And the Bible said, and the boy sneezed. Go and read your Bible very well. Seven times. Seven times. Rise up. And now handed over the boy to the mother. That is the kind of resurrection power we are talking about. Now let's look at what Jesus has done. New Testament. We have seen, many of us must have watched different kinds of films on the crucifixion, the death of Jesus Christ, some very pathetic, some highly pathetic, some highly emotional. But that is not the end of it. It must come from your heart that this Jesus actually came and he died for me. And as I told you earlier on, there is power of deliverance inside this same resurrection. We have had testimonies here. I was on the expressway. I don't even know what happened to the vehicle. We have people here that will give that kind of testimonies over and over. And I didn't know, Pastor Barry has told us many times, he said the car veered into the bush and came out. We didn't even know how we came out of the vehicle. Are you the only one? You are not the only one. Somebody was sharing with me yesterday, he said, I went to Abuja by night. I said, night care. He said, I love that because I want to save time for the day. I said, me, I'm not there. But he said he went by night. And as he was going on the way, the bus ran into a very terrible, all these boys that push sticks by the roadside. And as they moved to the front, because the driver knew something had happened, they knew who had put those things there. And they moved forward a little bit. The driver tried a little bit to park. Another bus came at their back, about four of them, that as they were parking, the boys were running and following them with Okada again. They had to take off like that. That is deliverance. It may be minute in your eyes. It may be small in your eyes, but that is deliverance. The power of resurrection is responsible for anything that is dead in your life to come alive. Anything. Give it a name. Is it your finance? What do you want to talk about? The body. He went to the cross purposely and died for that purpose. By his stripes, the Bible said, we were healed. Is it the power of healing? It's inside it. This is a period in time when we celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is your trouble? What is dead in your life is all that we want to pray for this morning. Have you seen any part of your life? Is it physically? Is it spiritually? You cannot even sleep well in the nights anymore. When I mentioned sleeping the other time, I said you just wake up. There are people that don't have time to sleep in the night. Not because you are busy, But because sleep has eluded you, you've taken drugs, they said it's insomnia. They said it is lack of sleep. Who said so? Is it in the Bible? It is not in the Bible. Rise up on your feet this morning. And let us pray and ask that every dead thing in our lives, any dead thing, if it is your pulse, it must come back alive. If it is your business, it must receive life this morning. Why not close your eyes and now pray and say, Father, every area of my life where I am experiencing deadness, Lord, let resurrection come upon them in the name of Jesus. If that's your desire, mention it. Mention it and pray it for yourself this morning. Oh, please pray for yourself this morning. Oh, God has given you power to be alive. You are afraid of dying. What are you running after? What want to kill you? You are not dying. Please tell yourself today, let life come back inside my body. Oh, you have gone to some prophets and they said, they see death in your front. I know you are here. There is no death in your front. Cancel it today. Receive life. They said, you are going to live, you will not die. So declare the glory of God. Please pray for yourself. Every dead thing in my life, he has given you the power to create wealth. He is the one that has given you power of resurrection. He is the one that has given you power to do well in life. What is it that is troubling you? Is it your children? Is it your background? They said it's because of your background. That's why things are not working. Things must work for you. Jesus came and died for you. You cannot afford to remain the same. Please pray for yourself that I cannot remain the same anymore. Oh, I cannot remain the same anymore. I cannot remain the same anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want us to pray with Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Luke 22, 31. Jesus looked at Peter and said, ask, Simon, Simon, the devil has desired to have you, number one, that he may sift you like wheat. Oh, my God. Only but I have prayed for you, that your faith will not fail you. What is it that you have believed God for? And it seems as if it's failing you. Please pray this one. Say, Father, my faith will not fail me. My faith will not fail me. In the name of Jesus. My faith will not fail me. My desire will be fulfilled. My faith will not fail me. Please receive strength today. Receive strength in this service today. That power of resurrection must work for you. That power of resurrection cannot go like that without affecting your life for good. Something new, something unique must happen in your life. You must experience it, my friend, today. Oh, please declare today, Lord, my faith will not fail me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. It says the devil has desire to have you. You are going to pray. Every desire of the enemy concerning my life, my business, my family, it will not prosper. In that every desire of the enemy over my life will not flourish. Concerning my business, it will not flourish. Concerning my boss, it will not flourish. Concerning my children, it will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. No desire of the enemy will come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus. Make it your prayer today. Oh, the enemy will not triumph over me. That is what we are saying. We are going to walk high. We are going to walk tall. We are going to walk high. And nothing will hinder us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Our dear Heavenly Father, we have come to say thank you for the power of resurrection that has come into our lives today. Lord, I pray for your people. Everyone listening, watching, and hearing, and here or at home, I pray, oh God, that power that beats boundaries, that breaks boundaries, that moves farther than any human imagination, the power of resurrection, begin to take shape in their lives in the name of Jesus. Every part of your life where life seemed to have gone away, receive life there now. Receive life there now. Let new things begin in your life. Thank you, Daddy, for hearing our prayers. Lord, unto your hand I commit your people. I pray, oh God, that next time when they will be sharing the testimony of what you have done today, it will be to your glory in the name of Jesus. And unto your gracious hands I commit them. Lord, I pray that you will keep them. Under every situation of danger, let there be power of deliverance for them. Thank you, Daddy, for hearing our prayers. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. And I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and that the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with you as you go home. Will be with you wheresoever you will go. And we garrison your mind with peace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Please do have a very wonderful week. Happy Easter.